Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company, a proud, longtime supporter of Living on Earth. Since 1993, we've given 10% of our profits to efforts that help protect and restore the Earth. Everything from supporting organic farmers to spearheading organizations like Climate Counts, where you can learn how committed your favorite companies are to the fight against climate change. Learn more about our Profits for the Planet program at stonyfield.com.
Beats Rhymes and Charles Darwin. That's what you'll hear on the musical project, A Rap Guide to Evolution.
The weak and the strong, Darwin got it going on. Creationism is dead wrong. Dead wrong. The weak and the strong, who got it going on? Whoever leaves the most spawn. The weak and the strong, Darwin got it going on. Creationism is erroneous.
In the lab with a pen and pad is Baba Brakeman. He's a Canadian rapper with a master's degree in English and a passion for Darwin. Baba, welcome to Living on Earth.
Thanks a lot, Bruce. Thanks for having me on.
So where did the idea for the Rap Guide to Evolution come from?
I came from a scientist. I don't take credit for it. It was a commission. The thing that I was doing at the time was another show called the Rap Canterbury Tales. And it was, you know, Geoffrey Chaucer remixed his hip-hop. And a scientist heard that show, saw that show. His name is Mark Palin. He's in Birmingham, UK. Studies bacterial genetics. And he said, you know, if you could do the Canterbury Tales, could you do the Origin of Species next? And he had a budget from the British Council to create an event for Darwin's birthday. And the Rap Guide to Evolution was the entertainment.
We're going to listen to a selection from your album. It's called Natural Selection, naturally.
All right.
Whoever is led to believe that species are mutable will do good service by conscientiously expressing his conviction. For only thus can the load of prejudice by which this subject is overwhelmed be removed.
That's Richard Dawkins reading The Origin of Species, reading Darwin's words. It's basically like, if you believe in evolution, you need to tell people that you believe in evolution, because that's what's going to make all of the prejudice or the misunderstandings or the tension around it disappear.
So what you know about natural selection, huh? Go ahead and ask a question and see where the answer gets you. Try being passive-aggressive or try smashing heads in and see which tactic brings your plans to fruition. And if you have an explanation in mind, then you're wasting your time, because the best watchmaker is blind. It takes a certain base kind of impatient mind to explain away nature with intelligent design. It's time to elevate your mind state and celebrate your kinship with the primates. The weight of the strong, who got it going on, living in the dark.
Baba, I understand that this may be the first scientifically peer-reviewed hip-hop album in history.
That does seem to be the case, yeah, which is, you know, wasn't really my original intention with it, but it basically came from the scientist, Mark Palin, and he said, look, you know, if you're going to rap about evolution, you need to make sure you represent evolution accurately and don't misconstrue what it actually means and how it works. So I'm going to ask you to send me drafts of your rap lyrics so I can check them for accuracy. So I had all my raps fact-checked before the performance.
So how has it fared on stage? Have you found success?
Yeah, well, it started at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in Scotland, and it won an award there, and then a Broadway producer saw it, and she optioned the rights to it, and we started in June, and we had over 10,000 people come see it in New York, and now it's going to be touring to college campuses and performing arts centers around the country, and my hope is to take it to places that are slightly less culturally friendly towards evolution. If you can make people laugh at evolution and tap their feet along with it, it just makes it less scary.
We'll have to see how your music evolves.
Yeah, well, it's the process is called performance feedback revision. You put it on stage, you try it for people, you get their impressions, you talk to them, you get the feedback, and then you fine tune based on what they say.
And sometimes people ask me, well, how does your show get written? Like this, performance feedback revision. And how do I generally develop my lyricism? Like this, performance feedback revision. And how do human beings ever learn to do anything? Like this, performance feedback revision. And evolution is really just kind of an algorithm that goes like this, performance feedback revision.
So the genetic. I mean, I noticed similarities between things that rappers were saying and things that were biologists were saying, and ways in which hip-hop was a sort of showcase of the kinds of behaviors that evolution has been applied to: cooperation, aggression, mating dances, costly signaling displays.
In evolutionary terms, is there a role for bling in the rap world?
Absolutely, yeah. The one, bling features quite largely in the off-Broadway show. The Peacock's Tale is the classic example, because if you have some kind of a flaw in your genes or you're, you know, not strong, then it's impossible to grow that large of a tail and carry it around and not get killed by a predator. So the tail is a handicap that's an advertisement of its own cost, and I think that's what bling is as well. If you can afford to carry bling around, then it means you're winning the game. And, you know, I'll just say anybody who looks down on bling needs to look at themselves in the mirror and figure out what their bling is, because everybody's got bling, whether it's your, you know, fashion sense or your Harvard degree that you're showing off that hangs on the wall, or the fact that you, you know, raised a couple of kids that are whip smart or winning at something, or, you know, there's lots of things that we display to each other to try to advertise something about ourselves. And bling just happens to be the sort of symbolism that hip hop is settled on. But anything could suffice as long as it's difficult to fake and costly and represents your resources.
You know, I don't think I'll ever listen to rap or look at a peacock again the same way.
Well, that really is my goal. As well as teaching people about evolution, I want people to appreciate rap, you know, not just as some kind of like aggressive chest beating display. A lot of people take it for negativity and materialism and misogyny and all that, but, you know, it comes from a specific cultural context, and it's not just about the material bling, it's about the verbal bling, you know, the skill with words and storytelling craft, and you know, it's a sort of virtuoso display of linguistic ability, which is also very difficult to fake. And look at the benefits and resources that accrue to the people who put on the best displays. You know, I think anybody who doesn't get it is either missing something. Very similar to evolution, actually. Both rap and evolution are massively hated on, and I'm trying to redeem them.
Tell me about the cut, I'm African. It's not I'm an African. You've got a master's degree in English. Shouldn't it be I'm an African?
Well, that's me being respectful of the social context of the original track that remixes. So I'm African is actually a track by Dead Prez, which is a rap group originally from Florida. Their version is based on Peter Tosh. Said, you know, as long as you're a black man, then you're African. It's like a reggae song that Peter Tosh made, you know, sort of basing it on Garvey. And I'm just making the point that actually that's true for all black people if you go back 500 years, but it's true for all living humans if you go back 500 centuries. Between 50 and 70,000 years ago is when the first modern humans left Africa, and all of the races are descended from those first emigrants. And then that's not actually that much time. That makes racial differences superficial.
I wasn't born in Ghana, but Africa is my mama, because that's where my mama got her mitochondria. You could try to fight if you want it, but it's not going to change me, because it's plain to see Africans are my people. And if it's not plain to see, then your eyes deceive you. I'm talking primeval. The DNA in my veins tells a story that reasonable people find believable, but it might even blow your transistors. Africa is the home of our most recent common ancestors, which means human beings are all brothers and sisters.
I feel like the whole human race can shout in unison.
I'm an African, I'm an African, yeah, and I know what's happening.
And by the way, the grammatical thing, it's all about the rhythm, right? I'm an African, I'm an African. But if you say I'm an African and say it grammatically properly, it becomes I'm a N-African, and the word naf just sounds wrong in there. In this case, you gotta drop that N and turn it into a sort of rhythmic D-d-d-d-d-d. I'm an African. Make all the syllables pop.
Yes, plain to see. You can't change me, because I'm going to be a homo sapien for life.
So what's next? A rap guide to string theory? A rap guide to the Higgs boson?
Well, I got a couple of projects I have a half an eye on, but I don't really have anything that's 100% confirmed. I'll tell you, one thing I'm interested in doing a rap about is climate change, global warming, environmental sustainability. I think that's another subject that there's a scientific consensus on. Scientists all agree that yes, the world is getting warmer, and yes, it's human-caused to a large degree. There's not complete agreement on what the political response to that ought to be. That's one thing I'd be interested in doing a rap on, although I haven't been able to figure out how to really, like, make that entertaining enough yet, so still taking notes.
Ooh, Baba, I love it.
Cool. That's why I make it.
Baba Brinkman is the man behind the Rap Guide to Evolution. You can find a link to his songs and his brand-new music videos at LOE.org. Well, Baba, thank you so very much.
Thanks for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
I'm an African. I'm an African. Yeah. And I know what's happening. I'm an African. I'm an African. Yeah. Archaeologists know what's happening. Are you an African? You an African? Yeah. Do you know what's happening?
what's happening. I'm an African, I'm an African. Geneticist told me what's happening.